Come on, clap a bit louder! We have to work harder than you, then there's something wrong. Now, you can come and dance, you can move, or you can just go and get wrapped up at the bar. Feel free. If there's a fire, go out that way or that way. Thank you. On that way. You're going to get hot, you're going to be sweaty. Do we get any vocals through this in the end? Alec? There we go. We've got a running order. Catherine, can we get a running order? Then you know what's going on. Here we go. One. Thank you. Right, you're going to like this one. So if you're gossiping at the bar, you shut up for a minute, please. Here we go. Tell them to shut up at the bar, especially the kids. Here we go. 2, 3, and... Well, it's a bit warm, so keep drinking. more alcohol you have, the better you'll be in the second half. That's my plan. Yes. If you didn't know. Now you can't, I do expect you to get up and start to have a dance, please. Otherwise I'm nearly perhaps looking here and trying to move and look like an idiot. So yeah, in a minute as it closes and stuff, I might have to sort that in a minute. I'll be over there, but just sweat. Just sweat. I am. Right. Who's singing this one? You. Lullaby. Have a running order there. My help. Here we go, you might know this one. go. Welcome Phoebe back to the floor. By the sound of it, it's going to be even hotter. So you're going to have to really learn to cope with the heat. She's never going to leave that one down, right? Say hello into it. Can you hear Heather?
Hello.
Right, big cheer into there. Hello into there. Come on.
Hello.
Can you hear Heather? Good. I should be walking 100 miles. Right, here we go. Who wants to do a nice slow dance out here, please? A few people. For this wonderful number, A Night Like This.
Thank you.
Right, now we're going to do a number. Mind yourselves. We're going to do a number that we did on Sunday. Thank you very much. And it's from Star Wars. And it's an arrangement. It's an arrangement by Mr. Keith Willis, Esquire. Can we have a cheer for Keith, please? Now, number two on play. Cantina Band. I know a lot of you have already heard it, but it's fabulous, and it showcases Rose de Belchier on clarinet and Josh, Mr. Dreams and View, is doing next week on Barry Sax. He's doing it now, so next week. Right, here we go. Thank you. Rose, and Josh, and Matteo, and Jack. Right, you're all going to know this, and everyone has to dance, please. Everybody has to dance. Take back to the 70s. Back to the 70s. Who remembers that good old number, The Hustle? Sonia says she's too young. Here we go. It's that note. Here we go. Have we got a bit of an old flute here with Lizzie Pinker? Tim Bells, yeah. Come on! 6. Max, move, come to the front, please. Now, this gig was going to be called a summer bash. Can we have some quiet, please? You're too noisy over there. It's not in the kids. Pay attention. Now, this gig was going to be called a summer bash, but then I was told it was someone's birthday. I don't know where he's gone. So, hang on. So we quit. Max, come here. Because you're going to embarrass you. That's what I do. And hang on. So we called it Max's Summer Bash. Because Max is 18 today. So, as people know, I'm an international singer. Anyway, let's have a big cheer for Max! And he's so generous, all drinks are on Max! I shall buy your first drink later. Or your first legal one. Anyway, so, ladies and gentlemen, he's 18 today, Max Merritt! And next week, he is going to try and join the very distinguished double distinction grade A club because he's doing another grade A, correct? So, give him a big cheer for next week! And the only other person in the double distinction club is Charlie Sutton, too, in your company. Right, so, moving on. So, big cheer for Max, it's his birthday! Take lessons from Chloe Hill and have a happy birthday. Right.
Kicks on Route 66.
two, get yourselves ready, please. Now, before they come on, we've got that great Robbie Williams and Ollie Murs number, I Want to Be Like You, which of course features again, just like most of Saffron Hall did, Rose Shepherd. Can we have a big cheer, please, for Rose Shepherd, Tip LCM. Now, she's playing the part I never heard properly before last year, so there we are. Good. That's number three. Using my work, right? Play again. Are we done? Are we ready? Okay, so. We've also got Heather and Phoebe on vocals. I just want to say, because Alicia can't be here tonight, she's down in Cornwall. Heather, when I found that out, I sort of went, So Heather and Phoebe have divvied out in the last 3 weeks during exams and absolutely everything, all the songs, and done amazingly well performing and learning them. So there's a big cheer for these two ladies! I call it stepping up, and they've done that. Two. We now have Big Band 2. Thank you very much. which is the training ground for this group. So, yes. And Mr. Alistair Nunn has been taking this group superbly. So they're going to do three numbers, one of which you're going to know. So give them a couple of minutes, and then they're on. I don't know what they're doing, because I've forgotten. So, yeah. Right, you have to remember this is Big Band 2, and they've never performed in this group before. So I think they've done brilliantly, and they sound really tight, and are quite jealous. And they've done their training number, so give them a cheer, please. Next, you've got a number that you might recognise. It's called Killer Joe. Put the Barry on number two, please. Shout it out, and you lot over there, hey, big band, you can shout it out as well, because you know what's coming. I have to say, because I'm normally insulting the big band in the rehearsal whilst they're rehearsing, I've not actually heard this lot before, and I'm going to say, they sound bloody good, and they're holding it together, they're tight, they know what they're doing, the rhythm section fantastic, everyone, brilliant, give them a huge cheer. You lot should look out over there. You're going to know this next number. So everybody, start clapping. Come on. Everybody in the room clapping. the trad band, please. To the floor in the front. I don't know what you're doing, pizzas, but there we are. Future's bright, the future's good man too. Now, if you don't know the story of the trad band, I'm going to interest you. If you do know the story of the trad band, I'm going to bore you. So I don't care. Now, behave. Was a bit embarrassing, right? Now, there we were in Ghent last year. Excuse me, let me start again. There we were in Ghent last year. Looking like locals. Did you see that bit of email? Good. Now, who's coming to Ghent this year? You've got to go to the Mardi Gras stage. Hopefully that band's on again. Anyway, there we were on a Sunday, because we know that the current year 10 or year 9 at the time are really, really good. Very, very, very musical. Don't know if you're looking for. Right, very, very musical. They're a great bunch. So there we were, and there was this Dixieland band on. And they were great, but of course they had a tuba. And there were a few of us, including the missus. They would wave over there to Claire, by the way. She's always something like enjoying herself. They would say, hello, Claire! Half of them are asleep. Yes, miss, thank you. Anyway, if anyone knew, I'm just filling. What? Turn that one. Anyway, there was a Dixieland band. They had a tuba, and we thought, we could do better than this. So we spoke to Keith, we thought we were going to have a trad band. We spoke to Keith, and of course Keith had the better idea, based on the start of our idea. And so, listen up, hey, Charlotte Boyd. Out of that came the year 10 trad band! Designed like this, because we've got a tuba. Big cheer for the tuba player. Favourite subject is English. So, how's your English, Andrew? Right. Anyway, are we ready, Kim?
Yeah, you're done feeling.
I'll wait for you. Here we go then, ladies and gentlemen, the trad band! Vocals on number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining the trad band tonight, Miss Lucy Martin.
Thank you.
trad band. Isn't she good?
Thank you guys. Yeah, big up for Lucy Martin again. Right, thank you. So carrying on with the trad band kind of feel, we're going to carry on with a tune fitting in with the trad band style. It's an early big band tune called Moonlight Serenade, which is by the Glenn Miller Band, which is really, really traditional jazz music, which these guys have worked really hard on working around the kind of techniques which they need to play to fit into that style. We've changed it a little bit, just so it fits in with the group of instruments that we've got, but this is Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenade.